Okay, the most famous chord ever on a 12-string guitar. This is the one chord that everyone around the world knows. The minute you hear it, it just rings. So you imagine the Beatles got, George got this guitar in New York, went back, and they were filming their first movie. Now, Denise and I were in London last year. A wonderful thing happened. We're supposed to come home on a Wednesday, and something goes wrong with our bathroom, and they got to fix the tile there and stuff. So we stay one more day, and that night, I got an email from Giles Martin, who's George Martin's son. And he grew up with all the Beatles, and now he's inherited the throne because his dad's about 82, George Martin's about 82, and pretty much deaf. So Giles Martin is doing all the Beatles stuff, all the remastering that you might have bought at Christmas in mono and stereo, the Cirque du Soleil Beatles thing in Las Vegas, the Beatles rock band, which we bought for Christmas, which was fantastic. To have us singing with three-year-old grandkids, Lucy in the Sky, it's a wonderful thing to get. Honestly, you got to get that. So we go on, Giles Martin invites us into the studio. So we go to Abbey Road studio, and it's like the suite. No one else can get in there. Giles Martin gets in, and he invites us in. We go in there, it's incredible. He says to us, I have all the Beatles source tapes. They've all been put in here. In a computer, in Pro Tools. What do you want to hear? So the Beatles have recorded, you know, just like 300 songs, and short of doing a hum and a hum and a hum like Jackie Gleason thing in there, I think about it for a while and I say, well, there's been a lot of argument and speculation, and I know guys have written little books on it. The first chord of Hard Day's Night. What is the first chord? He said, okay, I'll let you hear it. So he put up one track at a time, because when you hear it all at once, it's like bang, it's like the greatest thing to hear all at once. I heard the first chord. It was George on a 12-string just like this. And it's an F chord, but you put a G on top, and you put a G on the bottom, and you put a C next to that G. Now, I said, and put on Paul's bass. What note was Paul playing?
D.
Paul's playing a D on the bass, and John's rhythm guitar was a D chord with a sus 4, which means it got a G note on it. So now listen to this. We only did this yesterday, and it just blew me away. One, two, three, four. Isn't that fantastic? Woo! Here we go. One, two, three, four.
It's been a hard day's night.
Sing along.